And hello, I'm Mark Colbert, and I am joined by two very special guests. They are both with the Junior League of Chattanooga. I'm going to be speaking with Shelley McGraw, who is the president-elect of the Junior League of Chattanooga, and Jasmine Rapon, she is vice president of fund development. Welcome to WUTC, and happy to be here for Around and About Chattanooga.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, you've got a spring fundraiser coming up. It's a one-day rummage sale, and it's coming up on Saturday, March 15th at 7:30 a.m. That's very, very early at the Office Furniture Warehouse on Riverside Drive, and it's called Clean Sweep. What a unique name, Mrs. McGraw.
Yes, it is. We have done this event for a few years now. We actually retooled this event from something that we used to do for a number of years, but it's a way for us to raise a little bit of money for the Junior League of Chattanooga, for our Seeds of Change initiatives to combat food deserts in our area. But it's also a lot of fun. It's a way for people to clean out their closets and their homes and donate to a great cause and come shop to what we call a remarkable rummage sale.
And you will have a preview party coming up as well, right?
Yep, we have on Thursday night, the 13th, we will have a brew and stew, and that's a competition within our league, women creating their own stew, and we'll have a competition, and we'll also have a little competition between the different craft brewers in town.
Okay, I was going to say, are the women going to make their own brew too?
No, not us.
Okay, so you have a brew and stew is what it's called. And again, that date and time is?
March 13th. Mm-hmm. It's Thursday, March 13th at 6:30 to 8:30.
And will there be money raised for that from that event as well?
Yes, we'll have a silent auction. And then all of the items there to preview will be have a 50% markup that night.
Okay. Why so early, 7:30 in the morning? Is that because you've got over 1,000 items that folks can rummage through and purchase?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we want to make sure that we kind of get in on the yard sale crowd. We know that on Saturday mornings, there are a lot of great folks in Chattanooga who are looking to get a bargain. And so if you are out planning to run your yard sale route, hop on over to Riverside Drive because we're going to have a lot of things. And, of course, it all goes to a great cause.
And how do you go about finding these items for the rummage sale?
Our members actually donate the vast majority of the items. We clean out our homes every year for whatever season it is. And we have things that are for infants and children. We have furniture. We have Christmas items. We have all kinds of things. And typically, most of the items are very high quality and they're donated by our members. But we certainly are looking for donations as well from the general community. If you are looking to get rid of some of your gently used household items, certainly consider us as a place to give those.
You're listening to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm Mark Colbert, and I'm speaking with Shelley McGraw, president-elect for the Junior League of Chattanooga, and Jasmine Rapon, vice president of fund development for the JLC. And I'm just curious, Mrs. Rapon, how much money do you think the Junior League of Chattanooga has raised since its inception? Because it's been around since 1917.
Yep, we're coming up on our 100th anniversary, and I'm going to lob that back over to Shelley.
Well, I certainly know it's more than $1 million, but I cannot tell you how many millions it is in 100 years. But we have been raising money for good causes for almost 100 years now. And our new community impact issue is, of course, working to eradicate the food desert problems here in Chattanooga. So every dime of this will go towards that wonderful mission.
Well, you also have raised money for Kids in the Kitchen.
Yes, yes. That is a national initiative that the junior leagues across the entire country are doing to talk to kids about healthy eating. You know, oftentimes children don't even know where our food comes from. They go to the grocery store and they think that our food comes from Bilo. And guess what? It comes from the ground. So we work with kids to understand where food comes from and what gardening is all about, and really just encouraging them to eat healthy and fresh food rather than processed food and going for the junk food options that sometimes kids like better, but we want them to know how easy and fun it can be to eat healthy.
And I believe some time ago there was a survey done, a research, and found that there were many, many food deserts around the Chattanooga area.
Yes, there are. There's been quite a bit of research. This is sort of a new topic that's been hitting our community lately, and so we hope that we're on the forefront of trying to make sure that all of those people that are without food or are food insecure are able to have access to healthy fruits and vegetables.
And this is being done by food trucks?
Yes, we partner with the food bank and with the mobile market to bring those healthy foods to the general communities that don't have access to a grocery store. Perhaps they don't have transportation. And so they're able to have the mobile market come to them, which has all of the healthy foods, fresh foods that they may need.
And one other one of your community impact programs is the mini grants for Hamilton County Public School teachers. What is that?
Well, one of our other initiatives, we have been giving back to Hamilton County teachers for over 20 years now. And those come out this time. They're going to be out in the spring. And so teachers can apply to do those mini grants for small grants for projects that they're doing in their classroom that are making an impact. Obviously, if some of those have to do specifically with food related issues, we love to see that because that not only partners with what they're doing, but also with teaching children about healthy nutrition. But it really can be anything, any topic, you know, science topic, reading, whatever, that teachers are needing some additional small funding with to do to help kids learn.
Okay. And Mrs. Rapon, is there any future community impact programs or fundraisers coming up later this year or this summer that you'd like to talk about?
In November, we'll have our home tour, our tour du jour, and it'll be a holiday focus. And so stay tuned for more information on that.
Okay. I have been speaking with Jasmine Rapon. She is Vice President of Fund Development of the Junior League of Chattanooga. And Shelley McGraw, she is President-elect. And congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I take over in May, and I'm very excited about the next year and also very excited to work with Jasmine.
All right. Well, thank you both for joining me here on Around and About Chattanooga.
Thank you.
For Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Mark Colbert.